Hi, I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. Welcome to Seller Notes. You know, Al, you've been going to this event for years. I've actually been there only a couple of times. I missed this year's, but there's this really cool event that the Maryland Winery Association puts on every year, which is a showcase for really the top of the top
Maryland
wines.
About the best 40 wines or so in Maryland.
Yeah, it's really awesome.
It is, and it's always a great chance to see the best at the best. This is the cream of the cream.
Right.
I tasted so many wines that I loved. I'm going to give little thumbnail sketches of some of them as I encountered them. Here's our sparkling wines. Crow Vineyard and Winery had a sparkling Vidal Blanc that was just delicious.
Really?
Shows how versatile this grape is. Elk Run Vineyards always does a sparkling wine, still doing a very great job on it. Great Shoals, who does a lot of cider-type things, had a sparkling Barbera.
Yeah, wow.
So, kind of fun. That was really delicious. Moving on to the whites and the rosés, Big Corks has a really solid Viognier, and this is a very, very up-and-coming winery. Very impressive.
Well, that's also a varietal that I think is going to have a place in there.
Oh, definitely. And here's another one. Albarino from Bordeaux Vineyards. This is the next year from the one that won the Governor's Cup.
Okay.
And it was even better, if that could be said. Coming back to Crow, their Barbera Rosé always is good. It still is. It's a wonderful wine. They do that very, very well. Sugarloaf Mountain Vineyard, one of our strongest wineries in Maryland, has a beautiful Chardonnay Reserve. And the vineyards at Doden, this is another one to keep your eye on, has a wonderful Sauvignon Blanc. They sort of started out as Sauvignon Blanc specialists and are doing a really, really good job. Turkey Point Vineyards, sort of a mom-and-pop operation that continues to really put out some nice things. They had their Lighthouse White, which is a nice blend, and just a delicious wine. I was really impressed with it. Moving on to the reds, Bassignani, is there any surprise? Or no. Lorenzino Reserve, which is a classic Bordeaux blend. Doesn't put it out every year. This was the 2011, a very fine effort. And Black Ankle had their Feldspar. It's a non-vintage red. And they're into doing that now, blends of various years.
Interesting.
Because they're more concerned with putting out the proper wine than, showing, what we did in this year. So
gotcha.
It's a nice thing. Delicious wine. Bordeaux's Landmark Reserve from 2013, again, a Bordeaux blend, was just really delicious. And then I came across three wineries that were all relatively new, or very new, in fact, and I tasted their Bordeaux blends, and it was really interesting. We had Great Frogs Winery, their Meritage, the Rocklands Farm, their Hillside, and Thanksgiving Farm Winery's Reserve Meritage. And so these are all Bordeaux blends, Cabernet Sauvignon, Cab Franc, Merlot, and what else.
Right.
They all tasted like young Bordeaux.
Really?
They had the dead structure? Ringer for young Bordeaux. They were not great, great wines.
Right.
But for them to be that far along in the right direction, that early in their progress, was very impressive. Very convincing as young Bordeaux. It reinforces what a lot of us are observing, that if you follow the more European examples, you're going to do better here in Maryland. It's just a better way of going. And finally, our buddies up at Old Westminster had a delicious Cabernet Franc, and Knob Hall Winery is doing some great things with Petit Verdot.
Oh, wow.
So many good things out there, and so much fun to try them. I encourage people to get out and try some of these wonderful Maryland wines.
I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Seller Notes on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.